Somebody says our research on games for health shows that novelty is the key for the games you play, and it's the novelty that lodges them in the hippocampus. The hippocampus responds to novelty and then drives the need for sleep. Mm. Somebody else says the fountain of youth is all very well as long as it turns out to be red wine and dark chocolate. Somebody else said, yeah, but you won't always get something that improves your memory by clicking on the top result from Google. The quality of the information always needs to be checked. Somebody plaintively texted to say, is Kim doing anything on Prince Philip or have I missed it? You've missed it. And somebody says, I have a friend who is 6 weeks younger than Prince Philip. This is a nice encapsulating text. 6 weeks younger than Prince Philip, so he's 99. And he can remember anything at all about his life. He worked with me on a community program where we needed to give submissions, and his recollections of the previous 10 years when we needed detail was all there. I'm going to miss him dreadfully one day soon. And today reminds me all too graphically how soon that's going to be. Thank you for that. About the interview about the Uyghurs, Ursula says, we travelled to the far west China region in 2001 to the Silk Road city of Kashgar or Kashi. The Uyghur people lived mainly in the old city, filled with mud buildings and mode of transport still horse and cart. And even then, we could see the Chinese moving in, building new, shiny, multi-story buildings around the old city, and stopping all funding to maintain the old city, which was literally squeezing the Uyghur out. A few years ago, when we heard the unrest in Urumqi, we wondered what would happen to Kashi, so rich in history, and we found out that the old city was all but gone. This was very distressing to us. It's not just like the ancient city of Palmyra in Syria or the Banyan Buddhas of Afghanistan, where they were just plainly destroyed. This is about the Uyghur people being destroyed. And in the wake of the interview with Lisa Janova, good interview. I'm 71 years old, and last night went to see the Anthony Hopkins movie, Father, about an older man falling prey to Alzheimer's. Scared the hell out of me. Your interview has eased my concerns. Thank you. Look, it's a pleasure. Somebody else said, very soon after that interview, do we have to listen to life according to yet another self-obsessed book-writing American? No, you don't. Have you forgotten where the off switch is? Murray says, in the late 60s, a bottle of Chateau de Kemp turned up at our Auckland University Wine Society. It was organised by a president of the time, a chemist, PhD student. Now, hearing the value, I'm full of doubt as to whether actually it was genuine. Anyway, it was wasted on me as a wine. Nevertheless, our president did run IFR Spectra on a tiny sample and other wines. Good info, Murray. I've always, says Charles Blanche, I've always considered it amazing that people can spend a fortune on wine, something that's gone so quickly when opened. Hearing your question around this, it got me thinking that the experience of drinking a bottle of expensive wine could be compared with purchasing the most expensive seat for a live performance of a top-rate international musician, dancer, or actor. For live performances are also of the moment. Yes, quite right. The Prime Minister has just held a media conference in which she has said that New Zealand will have a memorial to Prince Philip after the UK funeral. And she says the death of Prince Philip is a hugely significant loss for New Zealand and the organisations he supported. And that New Zealand will be guided by the wishes of the Queen in planning that memorial, which is at some stage, as I said, after the funeral. Listening to Joe Emini, somebody said, why do we say it really gets my goat when we are highly irritated? And we Googled it, Ellie. And we say that it makes somebody annoyed or angry because of a tradition in horse racing thought to have a calming effect on high-strung thoroughbreds. A goat was placed in the horse's stall on the night before the race. Seems paradoxical, though, doesn't it? Because, anyway, never mind. Goats had a calming effect, as opposed to what the saying implies, which is that they have an irritating effect.